The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 10 trivia questions on surprising trivia for my friends on the Quiz Quiz Bang Bang podcast. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. Today, we have some very special guests. My friends from the Quiz Quiz Bang Bang podcast are jumping in, and they are going to take over the entire episode. So get ready for some great trivia from that crew. They are from Lisle, Illinois, not far from where I grew up, and I think you will enjoy their stylings of trivia on the show. Make sure you check out all the links in the show notes for today's episode so you can subscribe to Quiz Quiz Bang Bang and give them a listen every single week when they put up their show. They have a bunch of other podcasts in the works too, so check out all the stuff at quizbangpod.com. Another quick note, guys, before we get into the episode from those guys, we are going to promote some things today while we're in the quarantine lockdown. Here's a couple of great artists you should check out. Check out my friend Drew Blank at drewblank.com. Drew is an amazing pop culture artist. He does art on everything from The Big Lebowski to Schitt's Creek to Parks and Rec to The Office and Die Hard and everything in between. So go check out. He has these great fake album artwork covers that he made, and he makes a track listing as if that character came out with a record. And you could frame it and put it on your wall like a real vinyl that you collect in your house. So he has dozens of those. He has bookmarks. He has dresses. He has pillowcase covers. He has this great supersized twin pillowcase cover of Jeff Goldblum sitting like naked on his side with some Jurassic Park quote on it. It's really cool. And he does a lot of fun stuff that I give away all the time on the show. And over the years, probably last 5 years or so, check out drewblank.com. Also check out Brad Albright Illustrations, Albright Illustrations on Instagram, and just Google Brad Albright Illustrations. He's based out of Austin, Texas. He does great 3D prints. If you want like a 3D poster, it usually comes with glasses and then the image pops off of the wall. So very cool stuff. I have a Ren and Stimpy one, a Rocko's Modern Life one, and a Bob's Burgers one at my house. And Brad does awesome work. He does these great stickers as well. And a lot of the stickers are characters wearing 3D glasses and things like that. And we'll be giving away a lot of his stickers for the Patreon Sticker Club over on my page at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. If you donate $3 or more per month, you're going to get an amazing sticker for the next 3 to 6 months from Brad Albright Illustrations. So be on the lookout for that, and go over to his site and see if there's a certain sticker you love. And if you're a Patreon subscriber, let me know and say, hey, oh my God, I really want that Rocko's Modern Life sticker, and I'll make sure you get it in your next batch of mail. A couple podcasts you should listen to on this lockdown are my friends over at VHS Bandits. If you like collecting old tapes and watching things on a VCR still, which many people do these days for the nostalgic kick, go check out VHS Bandits. My friends Topher and Dane Train and their crew go over different old tapes every single week, and they have a great Patreon page as well. So check out VHS Bandits. And while you're at it, check out my friends Jordan Zeilinger, Cam Malador, and the whole crew at Wreck My Podcast. They are probably my best friends in the podcasting world, and we talk about and like all the same stuff, from Pokemon to Are You Afraid of the Dark to different snacks and beers and things they review and have fun with around a round table. Go check out Wreck My Podcast if you like nostalgia. All right, without any further ado, we're going to jump into today's episode with guest hosts from Quiz Quiz Bang Bang. Enjoy, and here we go.
Hey everybody, I'm David Flora.
And I'm Annie Flora.
And we're the hosts of the Quiz Quiz Bang Bang podcast.
The pub quiz practice show that hits you pow right in the quizzer.
We'd like to thank Ryan for letting us guest host an episode.
Thank you, Ryan.
And a little bit about us. We do a weekly trivia podcast of questions and answers on general trivia. Everything from art and science to geography and film and all the good stuff in between.
Yeah, and once a month we have friends come on and we do a little group episode. We also do special bonus episodes from anything from Harry Potter to rugby. On our bonus episodes, sometimes we'll have special guests on. We've had the archivist from the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and brewers from Goose Island Brewery, and they write the questions for those episodes.
You can find us on all major podcasting platforms by just searching Quiz Quiz Bang Bang. We're also on Facebook, Quiz Bang Podcast, Instagram, Quiz Quiz Bang Bang, and Twitter at Quiz Bang Pod. And you can find all that at our website, quizbangpod.com.
We have a fun episode planned for you today. 10 questions where we think all the answers are slightly surprising.
Not super surprising, slightly surprising.
Well, the answers won't jump out at you from like behind a car, but like you might be like, huh, wouldn't have guessed that.
Questions that make you do a sensible chuckle when you hear the answer.
So we will read all 10 questions and then we'll go back through and give you all the answers. Here we go. Question one. What Ian Fleming novel was turned into a Disney movie?
Question 2. In which board game does Edgar Mallory appear?
Question 3. Which country has the most islands?
Question 4. Which country did Celine Dion sing for when she competed in Eurovision?
Question 5. Which country was the first to have a female prime minister?
Question 6. Who was the first TV family to have a home computer?
Question 7. American Gothic, the painting by Grant Wood, shows a farmer with a pitchfork and a woman standing next to him. What is their relationship?
Question 8. Which company makes the most tires in the world?
Question 9. Which two U.S. states are named after a queen?
And question 10. Where did Caesar salad originate from?
And now the answers. Question 1. What Ian Fleming novel was turned into a Disney movie? Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, The Magical Car.
Question 2. In which board game does Edgar Mallory appear? Edgar Mallory is the police officer's name in Monopoly.
Question 3. Which country has the most islands? Sweden.
Question 4. Which country did Celine Dion sing for when she competed in Eurovision? She cut through the competition like an army knife. It was Switzerland.
Question 5. Which country was the first to have a female prime minister? Sri Lanka.
Question 6. Who was the first TV family to have a home computer? The Addams Family. Pugsley built one named Wizzo.
Question 7. American Gothic shows a farmer with a pitchfork and a woman standing next to him. What is their relationship? Father and daughter.
Question 8. Which company makes the most tires in the world? Lego.
Question 9. Which two states are named after a queen? Maryland and Virginia. If you want to fight about West Virginia being an acceptable answer, you win. We'll accept it. You might be asking, who is Queen Virginia? Virginia was named after Queen Elizabeth, which seems odd, but she was known as the Virgin Queen.
And question 10. Where does Caesar salad originate from? Tijuana, Mexico. It was invented by Caesar Cardini at his Hotel Caesar when he ran out of his regular ingredients. That one was brought to us by one of our listeners, and if you want to submit a question to us, please feel free to go to quizbangpod.com and check out our contact page and send us some questions.
We really love listener questions, so please check us out over at Quiz Quiz Bang Bang. Thanks again to Ryan for having us on.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. We appreciate it.
We hope you guys got a sensible chuckle out of this episode.
Yeah, found it mildly interesting. And once again, I've been David.
I've been Annie.
Here's looking at you, Quiz.
There it was, a great guest episode from David and Annie from Quiz Quiz Bang Bang. Were you surprised with that surprising trivia? I hope you were, and I hope you learned some stuff and had some fun. Remember to check out Quiz Quiz Bang Bang on their website, quizbangpod.com. And subscribe so you never miss one of their episodes if you liked their trivia. We'll be doing some other guest episodes on the show very soon. So if you want to take over the airwaves and you want to host the show yourself, promote your own stuff, let me know. I'm always looking to switch it up and have some fun guests take over the trivia with Buds Podcast. Just shoot me an email, ryanbuds@gmail.com. All right, guys, one more question for you for today's episode. It's the question of the day. The question of the day is, what area of Disneyland features the Autopia ride? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Orson Scott Card, author of Ender's Game. And your trivia team name of today is Tricks Are for Squids. Tricks Are for Squids. Thanks for playing trivia with me today. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. Thanks for leaving iTunes reviews and supporting me at Patreon.com/trivia with Buds. We'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.